hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas. It is the 25th of September, 2007. How many more shopping days to Christmas that the Christmas that nobody's going to be able to afford? That was what was covering the news today, financial news. And, of course, this being Tuesday, it is the Bob Chapman Day. We always have Bob on every Tuesday for a couple hours, and Robbie will be joining us next hour. Good afternoon, Bob. How you doing?
Well, not bad for an oldie.
I wanted to ask you, have you been paying attention to what the UAW is doing with the auto companies up here?
Well, I know that they're on strike, and I know it's for the preservation of their jobs.
Well, it's very interesting. Did you know at one time, Bob, that General Motors employed over 500,000 people? And and for the longest time, the number was around 400,000. Well, they're going on strike at all the GM plants, and I hear tell that maybe in Mexico, and I don't know who's manning the factories down there, but it sure ain't U.S. citizens, but there's only 73,000 of them. In the last 4 years, they've lost another 38,000 jobs. And I'll tell you what, it just all combined, I do believe that there is only, let me get the figure here, only 180,000 active workers between the three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. That's it. Yeah, you think they did a pretty good job of weeding out the middle-class auto worker here?
Oh, it certainly did.
And these guys, and I had a guy call me yesterday on the program. He's been talking to mid-level and some higher-ups in the company, and they basically admitted that, well, you know what? We're going to bust the unions. We're going to put these people out on the street, and they've got all kinds of cash that they can survive for a while. The issue is the retirement. They've got 400,000 people evidently on retirement, and they're battling about cost and retirement benefits and all that other stuff. That's going to put a ding in General Motors' profit. So the game plan is to maybe bust this union up. And I was watching the financial news shows today, and they were all saying the exact same thing, Bob. You know, is it time for the unions? That's an antiquated system, and do we really need it anymore?
Well, it's needed more than ever, and the union leadership has sold out their membership, and more often than not, they side with management, and that's not what unions are all about. Unions are a very important, integral part of our society, and they have been for over the last 100 years, and they're still strong in other countries. And the reason they're not strong is the decimation that has taken place over the last 5 years through free trade and globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. And we've lost 5 million jobs, of which a good part of them came not only from the automobile manufacturers, but all the peripheral producers who fed them, so to speak. And, you know, it's everybody from the guy that runs a roach coach all the way to the guy who does specialty machining work.
Bob, hold that thought. We'll take the break here. Bob Chapman today, folks, every Tuesday. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Unemployment for you. Move it all to China. That's what I say. Besides, it's a global marketplace today.
They wouldn't want you. They want to control you.
Multinational corporations have no allegiance to a country of origin.
Well, that was interesting. Well, outsourcing is the name of the game. And that's exactly what General Motors has been doing since, well, the mid-80s. And to be fair about this, Bob, they were a closed loop. We had actually 4 manufacturers. Wasn't American Motors still in business in the mid-80s? Maybe they weren't. But basically, they had a closed shop. And it wasn't until the oil embargo of 1979... that people start paying attention to Japanese imports because they touted good gas mileage. Well, gas was cheap back then. So what did the auto companies do? Well, Chrysler scrambled to get their K-platform car online. General Motors had the X-body. And they were monumental pieces of junk. I dare say that you'll never see a one of those X-body cars or K-model cars on the roads today. But they got caught flat-footed, but that was through arrogance. And to bring a model to market, design it, engineer it, bring it to market, actually manufacture it, they're getting a little bit better on turnaround time, but part of the problem was their arrogance and their top-heavy management. And the UAW members, and this is also the UAW's fault, for protecting jobs that these people wouldn't produce working for the company, Well, they've got that pretty well whittled down, and they got them scared now. They maximize their labor potential for every minute they're on their factory floors. But the UAW is asking for job security. Job is number one. Well, what job? 73,000 out of 500,000, and they have the plans to bust up what's remaining of the UAW. And that, ladies and gentlemen, rather than saying that, well, this is the way we're going to set up the corporate world, here's our new world order, we're going to model it on the model of the United States. No, they're going to model you after third backwater, third world countries out there making very little. And you are basically, Bob, I guess for lack of a better term, you're going to kind of like be a sharecropper or a serf out there. And you're going to take what they give you, or you won't have anything at all.
Well said. But I have an answer to all that, and it's very simple. Everybody who's listening to the program, contact everybody in Congress, in the House and the Senate, and you tell them that you would like to see them vote for a bill that would put trade tariffs on all of our trading partners, because they're all manipulating their currencies, and not only for goods, but it's for services as well. Because if you don't do that, all of you are not going to have a job. And 25 years from now, maybe 20 years, maybe 15, what will happen is that they will control your whole lives. And you might be born in Chicago, and you'll be told what course of study that you're going to follow and what you're going to do when you grow up. You'll be told who you can and you cannot marry, how many children you'll have and of what type, where you're going to work, and you might work in Los Angeles and your wife might work in New York and your kids might go to a government-run school in Chicago. Or maybe even better yet, you may go to Mumbai in India and she may go to Munich in Germany and your kids may be educated in Mexico City. This is what they've got planned for you. Don't you people get it? This is only part of a syndrome. You have to look forward and see what these people are after. And this is what they're after. And that's how you can stop them. And, of course, you can do a great deal in the way of trying to stop them by seeing to it that Ron Paul gets a nomination in the Republican Party for president. And if he were to win, maybe we could stop this.
Well, and it's real interesting. You mentioned Ron Paul. I don't know if there's any way to force the hand of the GOP, especially the people that are going to be making the nod for the nomination. And you continuously hear Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani. I mean, they're even still talking about John McCain, and John McCain is not even on a radar scope. But Bush came out just yesterday, I think it was, read the news report. He said, and this is basically a political endorsement, if you will, that says that Hillary Clinton is going to get the nod from the Democrats for the nomination for president of the United States. And then, as kind of like a little caveat or a side note, said that, well, and our candidate is going to be them. Now, how does he know who the candidate is? First of all, how does he know that Hillary Clinton is going to be picked? And how does he know that whoever is running against the Democrat Party is going to win? Does it sound like a fix?
Well, of course you know how he knows.
Well, it's a fix.
It's a fix. And because he's a member of the Illuminati. Although I must say a very lower tier one.
Oh, I can't believe that they plugged this guy in for 7 years now. Six and a half, almost 7 years.
Well, just look at what Brzezinski said. Now, we put this whole thing together, which was about Iraq, and this administration has screwed it up so bad, they put world government behind 30 years. And that says it all. I mean, these people, because they happen to be Illuminists, does not mean that they have great brain power. And some of these guys are doofs, and George Bush and his father both fall into that category.
You know, I want to read this to you and get your take on this. And this is coming out of Pravda, okay? This is their online version of the Pravda newspaper. You remember our former enemies, the communists over there, the shoe bangers and the hairy-eyebrowed individuals. Listen to this. The glowing economic reports are blowing away the middle class. Among rough retail reports, you can still find some gems. Tiffany and luxury jeweler profit rose as sales went up 20% to almost $663 million. Other lower-end retailers' sales fell across the board. The struggling middle class is feeling the pinch. The uncertain housing market is causing a lot of financial woes. A snapshot of the landscape with the entire home for sale signs would give you a picture of the slowdown. The middle class is surely being kicked while down. The alluring home market has fallen flat, and the struggling middle class. The number of Americans without health insurance has risen by 2.2 million. There are a total of 47 million people without this insurance. The poor are still poor, and the middle class is struggling to stay middle class. The claim is the other sections of the economy are healthy. Then, who and what are the reports referring to? Before 1990, the Forbes 400 had a combined worth of $221 billion combined. By June of 2006, they were worth $1.3 trillion. The median household income has held about $44,000. What this means, if the lower to middle class incomes are stagnant while inflation is rising, the healthy economy exists for who? The rich. There are many ways to make the national economy appear healthy than it is for the average working class family. Adjusted for inflation, the federal minimum wage has fallen 42% in June of 2006 since its peak. It is said that 80% of Americans spend more on health care than entertainment. Partly this is due to the high cost of prescription drugs. The second part is that the number of prescriptions written is higher than ever. The U.S. economy is partly built on the pharmaceutical and food conglomerates. Think about it. You have to eat, so there is always a market for the food industry and what it produces. Then again, after you indulge in a processed false food, you wind up in the arms of who? The pharmaceutical giants. In other words, the big players on the top rungs are where we find a healthy economy. The U.S. economy is supported by the working class, from taxes to buying habits, and happy reports about the U.S. economy are fueled by the feeding of the corporate giants. The top is getting heavy and the bottom half is losing its footing. The U.S. economy sinks the middle class. It will echo throughout the whole economy. And it finishes it up, Bob, by saying this. The opportunities for wealth still exist in this economy. The problem is the industrial giants are in the position of expanding their reach at a cost of the general population. Basically, what the prevailing thought is that the rich spend and keep the money in circulation. Their buying power and consumer spending feed the economy. The question is, whose economy? Sure, Tiffany is enjoying good sales growth, but what about mom-and-pop stores selling lower-end merchandise, says the article published in ArticleBase.com. Now, this is what Pravda gives you, but this is not what you'll hear here. And Bob, I'm really, since I've been getting into this financial stuff quite a bit, and I've been looking at the ramifications of their illuminist/globalist policies, this republic is all but dead. What kept the country running? It was the middle class, the working people out there, the working class heroes, if you will, that have made the billions and trillions of dollars for these corporations that are now turning their back and walking right out the door on us.
Well, I think, first of all, in reference to the article, with wages and I didn't hear you mention anything about inflation in the article.
It did mention inflation in respect to the federal minimum wage, and it's actually due to inflation.
And they're using government figures.
Yeah.
And the government figures are all lies. They're useless. But the article is right on, and were they to have independent figures, it would be an awful lot worse than it really is. You know, you don't want to take hope away from people, but then you don't want to be Pollyannish either.
No, you be realistic and you paint an accurate picture and let the chips fall where they may. Right now, We're in the business of bailing out Wall Street, and the banks are the ones that are...
Exactly.
They're the ones that started the problem in the first place. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back. By the way, the Detroit News, they did a cyber survey, and I always hawk the Detroit papers. The cyber survey question, the United Auto Workers launched its first national strike against General Motors since 1970 after 10 days of a marathon bargaining failed to produce a new labor pact for the automaker's 73,000 hourly U.S. workers. What do you think? They ask you two questions. The union should have extended the talks, or GM had its chance to prevent a strike. And this is in Michigan. Almost 76% of the respondents said the union should have extended the talks. Now, Bob, worker production, they've squeezed all the labor that every minute of these people that are remaining. They've scared the living snot out of everybody else, and they're out on the streets. And I happen to know that these people that are working in these auto plants now, they can't do any more work in an eight-hour day. So the labor is being maximized. But there's only 73,000 of them left.
Well, as far as the unions are concerned, they capitulated long ago, particularly the big ones. And they're not what they were and not what they're supposed to be. And They really have abandoned their membership and worked with the Council on Foreign Relations and other groups. And it's been going on for years, 30 years that I know of. And that's part of the problem. But to solve the problem, what I said earlier is the answer. And that is trade, tariffs. No, if we are unable to get them and unable to get Mr. Paul into office and unable to get rid of a majority of the people, if not 80 or 90% who are in Congress, you people are doomed. And there's only one thing that left for you to do. Either live on your knees or die with a gun in your hands, because that's what it's going to come to. And if you think I'm kidding you, just wait 3 or 4 years. In the last 18 years of writing the International Forecaster, I've been right 98% of the time. And there's no one in the world that comes close to that. Why, I don't know, but I have been. Oh. And so you can take that to the bank.
Well, I know why you have been, because you know what the mechanizations are. You know what the overall agenda is. And it's just a matter of plugging in the daily goings-on. You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. All you have to do is look and plug in the little pieces, because you know the overall framework of the puzzle.
But the question is, why doesn't anybody else do it except, you know, maybe 20 guys worldwide?
Well, guts?
Yeah, they don't have any guts.
That might be a fact.
In fact, Harry Schultz wrote me a letter the other day. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's the dean of the newsletter writers and a hard money guy from back in the early 60s. And he just had his 84th birthday, and he says, you've got more guts than anybody I've ever seen.
And this is going to, Bob, this is not going to be easy. What we're being shoveled right now at us, we know what it is. The solutions to the problem are going to probably be equally as strenuous, but at least you're working towards something, not working toward your demise. In other words, if we keep going along with the program right now, we know the eventual end, the end game scenario for that one. But turning this thing around, you want to talk about labor, the labor force, the American people have to roll up their sleeves and get busy righting this ship, because she's listing bad. I mean, everybody's abandoned and they're just waiting for her to go beneath the waves, but it doesn't have to be that way. And I don't, I gave a talk to a group of individuals last Friday, and I appreciate you guys coming down. But I said to them, I said, look, I said, if by some small miracle, or large, however, Ron Paul does get elected, I said, he can be the stopgap at the top. What we have here are 50 states with governors that have sold out to the FedGov. They are not doing their job as governors of the respective states, because they're not looking after the people. That's why this country was put together the way it was, folks. That's why in each individual state you have the individual counties, so we can keep these little politicians and our little money managers within arm's reach. That's the way the system was set up. But the governors have rolled over. Just look at it this way. You've got your little city corporation dealing with the state corporation, and the state corporation is dealing with the federal corporation. And it's all a game to them. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm so angry and still the apathy. Do you think 10,000 or 40 or 100,000 people should be listening to the show today right now?
I think millions should be listening to it.
I think the numbers on programming such as this, it should be astronomical, but yet it is not, because we still don't recognize that information is the key in defeating the globalist plans for this country. Now, I don't know how many of you out there have rolled up your toes and just consigned yourself that maybe you'll get out of this lifetime with a few scrapes and a few bumps. Maybe, if you're padded well enough and you get enough money, maybe you're thinking that way. But for God's sakes, what about your kids? What about all those people that went before us with the intention of keeping this constitutional republic on track for our future generations? I'm asking you an important question out there, folks, and I ain't getting any answers. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. I'll tell you what, if you got something to say, you better do it quick before we all disappear.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
They have no loyalty to America or to the American people. Transnational corporations have no allegiance to any country or community. Corporate globalism, under the guise of the World Trade Organization, subordinates consumer, environmental, and worker conditions to the supremacy of international commerce, thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
All right, we are back. Just as a thought, folks, although there's a lot of attention on the appearance of the Iranian president at Columbia University on Monday, the real story on the economic front is more likely the GM strike called by the UAW. Why is it such a big deal? There's an old saying around Wall Street that as goes GM, so goes the market. And if you're a believer in the Dow theory and you look at the transport sector for help divining what's ahead for the market, then keeping an eye on GM's performance in the Dow Transport Index makes a lot of sense. But I was listening to CNBC today, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, and they were all basically, the same question. Well, are unions still necessary in this country? We're in a different age. And it is a global economy. They were stringing those words together. And folks, let me tell you something. The transnational corporations are going to keep seeking the cheaper and cheaper and cheaper labor markets in which to produce their goods. Now that, Bob, on the surface, that would seem like financial suicide. Because even Henry Ford, last century, at the beginning of last century, realized that underneath his his manufacturing roofs down in River Rouge, Michigan, that he had a complete market of people that could buy the very product they were building. That's why he gave them a raise, made the first $5 a day job working in a factory. Well, the Model T was only selling for a couple hundred bucks, so you can figure, folks, that somebody making $25, $30 a week could afford to buy a car that they were manufacturing. But how many of these people in China or Mexico that are either making cars or making components to build the cars are going to be able to afford the finished product? A lot of these people, what they're making a day, couldn't afford to buy gas for a car, let alone buy a car. And Bob, if you would, I'd like you to speak on this issue here as to what these globalists are trying to do with the world's economies.
Well, the ultimate aim is world government. And the scenario that I gave you just a little while ago, control of people in totality, being able to do exactly what they want to do with the world population, doing away with a good part of it, because they don't think that the world can sustain large population increases, and that's why we have things like plague and diseases of one form or another, and AIDS and things like that, because they cook them up. And they're going to keep on doing what they're doing until we decide that we're not going to take it anymore. And they know that somewhere along the way we are going to decide to do that. And quite frankly, the quicker it happens, the better it is for us, because the longer they are allowed to continue to do what they're doing, the less chance that we have of survival in any kind of a free atmosphere. And so what is their end game? Total control. They could care less if half the people in the world die. They don't care. They just want to do what they want to do because they think that they know better what to do than you do. They think they have all the brains in the universe, and they're not dumb, but they don't have a monopoly either.
Well, great. As soon as they can convince me that they're responsible for the creation of the universe, that they can actually create life as normally accepted creating life, as soon as they can make a tree or a bird or a blade of grass, I'll start listening to them. Until then, they can go directly from where that once they came, they can go to hell. Because
I agree with that, but, you know, discussion-wise, people have got to understand and agree with us that they have to do something about this. If they don't, their situation is going to be dreadful. And these people mean business.
But
just read their publications.
Well, here's my question, Bob. How many are actually out there that have been doing the job of disseminating and spreading the information? In my estimation, we still do not have enough boots on the ground, and I'm not going to waste any more of my time talking about 9/11. That now is a red herring and really produces nothing. Anything that has gotten so far after 6 years, we have gotten all the ears that are willing to listen. Now they're churning out the propaganda campaign against it because, well, they'd started to see the numbers of the people that actually doubted the official government story. And I, for one, don't want to sit around some campfire because I don't have a home anymore. I don't have a job. I'm out there hunkered down in the woods in a tent around a campfire discussing this 30 years from now like we're sitting here still talking about JFK assassination. To me, this is a massive distraction. We've got the globalist through George Bush and his North American Union ready and set to go by 2010. Folks, this is 2007. We're facing a depression, not only in this country, but possibly worldwide. And on top of that, we got the clowns out there trying to whip up a frenzy into World War III. Now, I'm going to ask you folks out there, let's get our priorities straight. I am sick and tired of wasting time. How is telling somebody about 9/11 informing them of how the New World Order, their banksters, their government, have not only taken the cookie jar but cut your hand off so you don't dare reach for another one, if by odd chance you had the opportunity to do so? Bob, I'm getting extremely frustrated because this movement has not grown the way it should. We got a lot of Pied Pipers taking the troops down different paths, and we are not getting the desired result, and that is simply this, folks, that we let the American people know what has happened to this once great constitutional republic. Yes, it might be argued that, yeah, that was the enabler that they used, September 11, 2001, to marshal in their excuse for tighter control and the police state. I grant you that. But it wasn't just that one single incident. That was just an enabling clause in their little contract. And I for one, am getting sick and tired of people just spinning their wheels out there when I see sort of Damocles swinging very close to people's necks, yours and mine. Let's go to the phones. I'm about ready to go off on a rant here because, folks, I'm staring into the abyss, and I ain't seeing nothing staring back at us. And we've been boxed in the corner, and we got one more step off of that cliff and into the abyss of the never-ending darkness. And there is not going to be any parachutes, and there's not going to be any escalator or elevator rides back up to the top. Once we're gone, that's it. Lights out. For not only our sakes, but any chance and hope for freedom of anybody on this planet against these globalists. Let's go to Nick in Michigan. Hello, Nick.
John, hello. How are you doing again?
I'm doing well.
I'm the guy that called last night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello, Bob.
Hi there.
Yeah, you got a great newsletter. I've been getting it for 5 years.
Well,
best
thank
thing
you
I,
very
best
much.
Thing
we
I ever
appreciate
read.
That.
What's
Anyways,
that?
John, I want to add to this on this this GM strike and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's all bad news, but us retirees, and I retired 32 years at Ford's, but I told you, like I said last night, when the plant manager told me to retire so I could draw at least part of my pension before they turn around and hacked it. Their plan is to eventually move offshore and go ahead and have these pensions turned over to the Pension Guarantee Corporation, which would turn around and cut them in half. So I'm concerned over that for everybody, not just myself. I planned for it because I knew ahead enough, and I try to inform people of this, that this is going to come about, and all I do is get stares like I'm crazy. So,
well,
you know,
Nick,
you get to the point, and I can understand your frustration because I've been doing it for 20-some years.
Well, Nick, and what really, you're the one that made the suggestion that the last guy in the union representing the UAW and its members was Walter...
Walter Reuther.
Reuther.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they've got a freeway named after him in Michigan, isn't it?
Yes, they do.
But in namesake only, the UAW hierarchy has been selling their members down the river, and Reuther was what, back in the 30s, 40s?
No, that was up till about the 60s.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, he had a plane crash up north, going to Black Lake up north, and he had a plane crash. So what happened was that they had new people take over the union. And the same thing happened to Hoffa. You know, John, you go back into the 60s and the 70s, you remember, every time the Teamsters went on strike, there wasn't a truck on the road.
I even know where the Golden Mushroom Restaurant is in Southfield, Michigan, where they snatched him. I've had dinner there.
Yeah, well, I have too, but I went down there just for the sake of being there, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
But anyways, I remember, because I used to be a paper boy back in the 50s, and I read every single paper, because I used to get up 3 o'clock in the morning and deliver the free press. And I delivered papers for 7 years. So I caught every headline for 7 years. And I still read newspapers today, 3 or 4. But anyways, to make a small story short, when the Teamsters Union used to go on strike, he didn't dare put a rig on the road. Because all of a sudden, concrete fell from the sky, especially on the overpasses, or bullets flew through the windshield. People were scared. But once they put Hoffa away, that did the Teamsters Union in. And they put Fitzsimmons in there. And he's one of their boys. So all these unions, over incrementally, slowly but surely, since that time, has just changed and gone to management.
Well, the UAW members right now should be giving Gettelfinger the finger. And I do not understand, Nick, why this has been going on for so many years. and the and unless they went totally brain dead, unless they're putting something in the water in the factories that have killed the brain cells off, that these people will continually follow and not demand a change in the UAW. I mean, they're down, GM's down to 73,000 people. At one time, they had better than a half a million working in this country alone. But now they can't be competitive. Oh, because we got Toyota and other foreign manufacturers now making cars in this country. Unfortunately, folks, the workers might be spending the money into the economy locally, but where's all the profits going? It's going right back to Japan or wherever the headquarters and the company and what country it's in.
Well, John, it's terrible what's happening. And like I say, I'm watching it unfold right in front of me, which was told to me years ago. And I feel just like Bob does, you know. There's somebody on my shoulder saying, Nick, this is what's going to happen, and this stuff is just coming about. And, I'm frustrated.
Well, I'm angry and frustrated and all of those things because I don't see the traction that's going to be necessary for the majority. It is not even going to really take the majority. It's going to take a good percentage, though. They're going to stand up, roll up their sleeves, and say, okay, you want to pick a fight? I'm ready. I didn't choose to fight, but I'm here to defend. But it's going to take more than what we have right now. Nick, I can guarantee, of all certainties, that is a certainty, that we do not have enough people to turn the tide of the globalists and their plans for this country. Hell, we can't even vote the right people into the offices because people have unplugged themselves from the matrix because they, rather than deal with it, oh, well, that's the de facto government, I'm going to go out and start my own little government. And I've heard all kinds of theories and all kinds of approaches to this, but I've seen yet none to be truly effective. Now, politically, everybody's hanging their hat on Ron Paul, and geez, people are really going to be depressed and downtrodden without hope when the Republican Party doesn't vote him as the candidate to run against Hillary Clinton. Is Ron Paul is going to do one thing. He'll be a stopgap at the top to buy us time to do work at the bottom where it always needed to be done.
See, here, John, it's like I was saying yesterday, I talked to my neighbor, and he's a carpenter, and I have two sons that are carpenters. And one just seems to happen to be working right now for Eastern University, and the other one is a finishing carpenter. And my neighbor, he's been out of work for over a year and a half, and my son has been out of work for over a year. But he's picking up little odd jobs here and there. But what split the carpenters up was when they went from commercial to residential. It's conquer, you know, you divide and you conquer. And this is what's happening.
The commercial to residential, and then what took the place of the skilled labor that used to build the houses here in this country? Oh, that's right. We got Mexicans doing it now.
Oh, yeah.
The cheap
yeah.
labor.
Especially low-cost housing.
That's right. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a $500,000 house or it's a $100,000 house. All your bricklayers, all your plumbers, all your drywall guys, all your rough-in carpenters, all your roofers, they're all Mexican. And Bob, I wanted to ask you a question. What the heck are these people going to do when this economy collapses and we got 36 to 40 million of these clowns inside this country right now?
Well, we're in that process already, and there are some of them that are leaving, particularly people who have been in the United States for 5 to 15 years, and many of them have had homes and done very well, and they're gathering in all their money, and they're shipping it back to from whence they came, and they're leaving. Not an awful lot of them, but some of them.
And who?
The ones who are still here, who are getting laid off, are probably having a very hard time making ends meet or getting another job. Eventually, that becomes a social problem, and that could lead to some very violent situations in the United States. I mean, there are probably about 15 million illegal adults in the United States and probably 15 million children. And I think what's going to happen, and I hate to see this happen like anybody else, but I think it's going to lead to race war.
And that's intended. Anytime they've done this, repeatedly. They've balkanized a country. You have any doubts about that, folks? Check out Serbia now. Check out what a wonderful job Bill Clinton did with that one. And this is the game plan. And the reasons why the borders have not been sealed is because George Bush is making deals. The labor is going to be able to migrate, as you said earlier, Bob. It's going to be able to migrate from Canada to the United States, from Mexico into the U.S., into Canada, in Central and South America, wherever the jobs are, where the labor force is needed for cheap labor. That's exactly where those people are going to go. And we've already seen the model here in practice in the United States, eliminating American jobs while our politicians sit in Washington, D.C., and trying to figure out ways to actually legalize the illegals that are in this country right now for the benefit of the companies that don't want to pay a living wage to anybody. Is anybody getting this? We'll break.
Evidently not, because they're not acting. They're not going after Washington.
Because I don't think
the Democrats are laying there like dead fish, not doing anything.
Because I don't think we got enough people that are paying attention. I don't think we got enough people that are listening. We'll break. We'll be right back. Nick, I'll let you make a final comment, and we'll get to other calls right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are loaded, and I got an email here that says, John, I know you're upset, but let Bob talk more. I don't know, Bob. Do you ever get angry? Do you ever yell?
I used to, but I don't anymore. I just sit in the room and clean my weapons.
I hear you. Nick in Michigan, final thoughts, sir. We got loaded phones. We got to move.
John, I said enough. Hey, I want to say to Bob, it's a great newsletter. Keep the good work up, Bob. You're doing a hell of a job. And, John, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Cecil in Texas. Hello, Cecil.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay, yeah. You mentioned something about how the elite, if they'd come up with a universe, you might listen to them or something like that. And I was just thinking of some names right off the bat. I think they came from poor class, like Thomas Edison, Einstein, Rosalind Franklin, mm-hmm. who was integral in the DNA discovery, and Nikola Tesla, who developed the alternating current. I think these people came from poor or middle classes. What did the elite do? I haven't heard of anything that they discovered or anything like that. But my questions are this, relating to Bob, are all the other guys wrong who write articles and about economics and finance because they don't have the guts to print what they privately believe is what you actually print, Bob? And my other question is, will the final sell-off of of all the gold the government's selling off precipitate a war with Iran? And that's all.
All right. Thank you, Cecil.
Well, as far as the professionals in economics and finance and analysts are concerned, if they work for a company, and most large companies are affiliated one way or the other with other companies or with directly to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, etc. If they speak out, they lose their job. Now, and there's a good many of them, even if they knew what was going on, they don't have the guts to speak out anyway. And there's only just a handful of people throughout the world who do what I do. And it's because they just, most of them just don't have the guts. They have a institutionalized interest in keeping their job. And so that's what helps to perpetuate this system. It's not only in business, it's in government, in the bureaucracy itself. It's also in many of the institutionalized things that we look at. We just talked about labor unions, how they've essentially switched sides over the years and gone to work with the corporatists, if you may. And, you know, this is hard for me to say. I've been a right-wing conservative for I don't know, 50 years. And the instrument of politics for conservatism is gone because it's been taken over by corporatist fascist interests. And so all of these people are afraid to speak out. It's as simple as that. Some of them don't know. And they just are in the denial, like most of the public is. But that is the reasoning behind it all. And I just wish there were more writers and more people who understood what I did, who would speak out, because it's not that I'm getting tired, but I'm 72, and my life expectancy is only about another 10 years. I'd like somebody to come along and take up the cudgel in my behalf, or in the behalf of the small handful that are available now. As far as what's going on in Iraq, and was the question...
The gold.
Gold.
I
don't see any connection there.
Okay.
All right. Cecil, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Robbie will be joining us during the top of the hour break. Richard, Margie, William, Gary, others, everybody hang on. We'll get to all your calls right after the top of the hour break. Bob Chapman on every Tuesday, folks. Spread the word. Have people listening to somebody that has a 98% accuracy rating and has got guts. We'll be right back.
It's true.